morning, dear brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. I start with prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can come before your presence. Thank you that your word is powerful, living, sharper than any double-edged sword. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you this day. We need you. You are our helper. Thank you, Father, for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, the Father loves us. Behold, the manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Yes, we are now in the season of autumn. The autumn storms, they blow the leaves off the trees. It's cold and uncomfortable. But in all, God warmeth us. He is our comfort, our hiding place. In Proverbs 18, verse 10, it's written, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run into it. They are safe, strong, and high above evil." God is like a safe haven for us, where a ship can stay safely over a winter. The storm also reminds me of the current world events. I think they are birth pangs, or so-called birth contractions, in the times before Jesus is coming back. I want to read with you Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, starting from verse 3. Here Jesus is speaking. Matthew 24, starting from verse 3. I'm going to read. "Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains." Our church is very rich in number of children, so our congregation is a very birth experienced. At the moment, it feels like every Sunday we are coming to church, two more pregnancies are announced. It's very, very, very good. Yes, at birth, a new life begins. New life emerges with unique qualities and talents. When giving birth, the woman who is giving birth has muscular contractions that serve to open the cervix so that the baby can ultimately can be pushed out. My dears, as a man, it's quite strange to talk about birth contractions. But the Bible compares the events before Jesus returns with birth contradictions in several scriptures. We just read the passage in the Gospel of Matthew. And everyone knows that contradictions during labor pains increasingly take on in frequency and in intensity, up to a climax, the so-called expulsion phase, the actual birth. Let us not be surprised and frightened when the tremors in the world affairs increase in frequency and intensity like contractions. But Jesus also said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. Let's focus on the theme that these contradictions eventually bring something good, namely serving the second coming of Jesus. He will set up his kingdom in abundance on this earth. And Jesus also says, learn the parable of the fig tree. When its branches has already softened, you know that the summer is near. In the same way, when you see all this, you too should know that the end is near, at the door. Dear brothers and sisters, allow us to recognize the signs of the times and discern them spiritually. We do not want to be like the Pharisees and the whole city of Jerusalem, who did not recognize the hour of their visitation. Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem because she did not receive the hour of her visitation. Jesus was also rebuking the Pharisees for being able to judge the appearance of heaven, but not recognizing the signs of the times. Let's not be like them. Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. We are looking at the author and finisher. He started a good work. He will surely finish it. Jesus Christ, he has a good plan. We may see what the scripture says about the times we live in. Nothing can separate us from him. He is the first and the last. His name is faithful and true. Even in this tribulation, we have a safe haven. He will wipe every tear away. Let's look at the prophet Habakkuk. He lived in times when the Chaldeans destroyed everything around him. But let's take a look at him, Habakkuk chapter 3, starting from verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, starting from verse 17. It was, like as I said, it was the Chaldeans were destroying Israel because Israel did not obey the voice of God. And the prophet says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yields no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high places. Let's be focused on the things of the kingdom. Let's not get drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's have enough oil like the five wise virgins. The parable of the virgins is one of the three end time parables that Jesus takes right after Matthew 24. Each parable gives us clues on how to live wisely in these end times. I just want to quote Peter in the second epistle of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. I'm going to read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. Peter is speaking about the broader day of the Lord. I'm reading 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord. My interpretation is that we can hasten the process of birth itself, that is, the return of Christ. During the birth of our second son, my wife and I, we commanded the cervix to open itself wider with each contraction. And we experienced a supernaturally quick and gentle birth. I believe we are allowed to speak in these contradictions that the whole world is in. I just want to read Psalm 24. Psalm 24, verse 9 and 10. We can speak, lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. And thus, the second coming of Jesus accelerates the birth process. In Jesus' name, I want to end this prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are creator of heaven and earth, that you are author and finisher. We praise you for the times we are living in. Father, we want to be sober and vigilant. We don't want to be drunk. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We love you, for you have the perfect plan, Father. Thank you for us, Father. Thank you for our nation, Father. Thank you for our church. Thank you for our leadership. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.